This interview is being conducted as part of the Australian Garden History Society's Oral History Project. It's an interview with Mrs. Mary Dugan at her home at Mole Village on Wednesday, the 6th of September 2006, and the interviewer is Rosalind Burge. Mary, thank you very much for participating in this project today.
Not at all. I'm very happy to do so.
Well, thank you. I wonder, for the tape, if you could give me your full name, please.
Mary Elizabeth Dugan. Did you want my maiden name?
Yes, please.
I was Mary Elizabeth Coles.
C-O-L-E-S. And where were you born, Mary?
I was born in a little country town on the Clarence River called McLean. It was formerly called Rocky Ridge, but it sounded a bit unwieldy, so the powers that be got together and they changed the name to McLean. Chiefly, I think that was called McLean because of the fact that so many Scottish migrants were coming out, and a lot of the Scottish people settled. You see, we had a most beautiful river. The Clarence River, the most beautiful river. In front of where I lived, I think it was about a mile wide. And, now I've forgotten what I was going to say.
You were talking about the wide river outside your house.
Yes, and there were fishermen who had nets, you know. Have you seen the frames that fishermen keep?
Yes.
Frames, and they pull their net onto it. Well, they were next door. It was down a hill. And my grandfather was a great gardener in his day. I think he worked in some of the very notable gardens in England, particularly in a little place called Nymouth Rowling. It was the bottom part of England there?
Devonshire.
In the Devonshire province.
Do you know any of the gardens that he worked in?
No, I can't remember.
What was his name, Mary?
Harris. William Harris.
So that was your mother's father?
Yes.
And what was your father's name?
George Coles.
Is he from the McLeans area?
No. No, he had a property up in the... We didn't see very much of him, actually. He had a property up in a place called Ramorney. It was up at the beginnings, you know, how a river begins. Yes, well, up at the... What's the name of it? Up the beginnings of the river.
Of the Clarence River?
Yes, the Clarence River, yes. A very beautiful river. The fishermen would go out at night and they'd come home with baskets absolutely packed with fish. And it never seemed to make any difference much to the number of fish still in the river.
Yes. What did your father do?
He was a farmer.
What sort of farmer?
Oh, just an ordinary old farmer.
Cattle?
But he didn't, we didn't live up where he is because my mother had to look after her father, who was a cripple. He had been horned by a bull. unhappily for the poor old boy, because he was he taught me all I knew about gardening, about grafting and all the rest of it.
Mary, did you have any brothers or sisters?
One sister only.
Younger or older?
No, two sisters, but the youngest one died in when she was quite a small baby. But my other daughter was married.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school in the ordinary school of McLean. And then my aunt, I had an aunt living in Kensington in England, and she wanted me to go to Ford Street. You know Ford Street, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Well, then when she lived at Kensington, and we decided it was too far for me to travel, because on one occasion, the Wills factory was near, it was at the end of the there was a man on the bus or the train or whatever it was, and he followed me and he tripped me. He was about to
attack you.
He was about to. Now, what's the word I want?
Rape, she means.
Do you mean rape? Jennifer suggesting rape.
He was going
to rape you?
Rape. Mm-hmm. That was the word. And fortunately, he tripped me. He went like this to my leg and I fell. But fortunately for me, I fell where there was a lot of sand. So I picked up a handful of sand, threw it. Oh, I can't bear to think what I did to him. I threw it into his eyes, and he couldn't see, of course. And then I ran, it was the end of the section, and I ran home to the aunt's place where I lived. She came to the conclusion that it was a bit too dicey having me, too much of a responsibility, having me where things like that could so readily happen to me. So I was then sent to Sydney and stayed with a friend of my mother's
at
Petersham.
It shows you had a great deal of self-control and survival.
Oh, yes, I was the most fortunate thing. Oh, the good Lord looked after me. I never ceased to thank God for that. He certainly looked after me.
So how did you come from McLean to Sydney? How did you travel from McLean to Sydney to come
in
to...
In those days... they used to have big passenger boats that used to come up into the river, and I was given in charge of the captain, and my aunt picked me up at the end of the line. But this man came along and he watched me all the way, and he came up and he tripped me with the certainly with his object was quite visible.
Yes.
No way. And so I threw this sand and I ran home to my aunt's. Well, my aunt then decided she'd only just had word that her only son had been killed at Gallipoli. And she was the sort of woman that would go into hysterics, you know. Oh, talk about a mix-up. That was my, I had the most mixed-up life I could possibly tell you. And I was sent to Sydney to stay with a friend. And the friend's brother went into the army, and they were setting off the next day. They were setting off to go to the front in the boat.
Do you remember that?
I remember that. And I can remember being on the wharf. And all the women, I was ashamed of them, really. They were yelling and screaming and, you know, with distress. I know how they felt. I did too, but I'd never do that. And
have you always been so self-controlled?
Huh?
Have you always been so self-controlled?
Oh, I've tried to be. Well, life has made me that I've had to be. It was either that or not survive. So there we are. It is terribly mixed up. I couldn't begin to tell you.
Well, it sounds most interesting. But Mary, when you came to Sydney, did you go to Fort Street?
No, it was too far away. I went instead to Crown Street, which was the next best school to Fort Street.
Did you do well at school?
I only had 12 months. I left and I had a short, I don't know how many weeks, tuition of shorthand and typing. I had to get a job.
Where was your first job?
Now, I'm trying to think where my first job was. I've forgotten. They were jobs that the people who had the jobs go on holidays, and you'd just go in and take their places.
Yes.
For the time the person who really worked there was given holiday. And there we are.
I understand you knew Lord Kitchener.
Where?
You worked with Lord Kitchener.
No, I did not. Who said that?
Your daughter Jennifer.
Kitch. Kitch. Call him Kitch.
Kitch.
What?
Kitch. You worked with Kitch. Do you remember Kitch during the wartime?
Kitch.
She was lent to him.
You were lent to him.
Oh, yes, I was lent to him. I was lent to a lot of the doctors and things. In Sydney there's a little short street called Phillip Street. I had to do a bit of study and I had to go for an exam. You couldn't just go and be employed by the government. You had to pass an exam, which I did, fortunately. I did that. And what was it Jennifer said that reminded me of something?
Kitch. You were lent to Kitch.
Kitch.
Went down to the holiday home in Lake Illawarra.
What?
You went to his holiday home in Lake Illawarra.
Oh, down at Seven Mile Beach. At Seven Mile Beach, yes, that's right. Went down there. And he had a holiday home there. And he and his wife became more like friends to me. And they took me with them to their holiday home down at Seven Mile Beach.
What was that?
Wonderful stretch of beach it was.
And in later years you holidayed down there yourself?
Pardon?
In later years you had a holiday home? Or did you just holiday down there yourself?
Did I what?
Mary, I was thinking of Austenmere that you went down the south later, later in life.
That's right, Austenmere was the beach that it was on.
Mary, just coming back to your work, you later worked in Macquarie Street, I understand.
Oh, yes, I did. I had such a mixed up lot of jobs. You see, you go and you, first of all, you have to go and be taught shorthand and typing and all that thing. Then you go and you try and find yourself a job, and you go and what I did, I'd go to such a lot of different jobs where the person who I had the job would go on holidays, and I'd just take. I used to go with some of the judges the judges and the doctors. Prominent people I worked with temporarily.
Yes.
I had a most interesting life, actually, that way. And every department would have somebody at the head of it become from... what is the word I want? Their secretaries would want to go on holidays.
Yes,
and
yes.
The people employed them would be prominent judges and doctors. And I was the person that would go along and help out. Yeah.
And you worked for Dr. North, I understand.
Doctor?
Dr. North. Dr. North, as in North-South?
Oh, yes. Dr. Alan North. I worked then with three doctors North, Rogers and Claffey. Three eye doctors.
Ophthalmologists. Hmm? Ophthalmologists?
The ophthalmologists, yes. That's right. That's the word slipping me. And I worked for them. Most interesting job. I loved it.
What did you like about it?
I like people and meeting people and, you know, I'd go and... Some of the people would be really scared at the thought of coming to doctors. And I sometimes used to just go along and chat with them and say them to just calm them down a wee bit. And it was very interesting.
And Macquarie Street must have been a very interesting street in those days.
Oh, it still is.
True.
But building that I was working in was later pulled down, and only a small framework to show where it was and where the first government house was.
Oh.
They had to just leave a framework. And they, where it was, they had, great high sheet of something all round it. And where they were digging and so on. And I couldn't see. So one of the men came along and he made a hole further down so that I could see.
Because you're only quite little. How tall are you, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you?
Oh, I'm not quite 5 feet.
What was the name of the building that was torn down? Do you remember that? Where you worked?
Oh, yes. What was it? Do you know? Slipped by my mind. It'll come to me, perhaps.
Yes.
She worked in Bean Bar. I'm still there because my cousin's working as a doctor now.
Oh,
If you want to go to the torch, you had to go up to the eighth floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Too bad if you didn't get there in time.
Now, Mary, where were you living during this time? You were boarding, I understand.
Oh, I boarded with three other girls.
Whereabouts?
We had a flat at Kirribilli. Yes.
She was married.
That was interesting.
Where was she?
Other girls did other things, you know. But I was the one who worked in the government, and of course I was off earlier than the others. Mm. So I, as a rule, used to set the table and get the vegetables done and all that sort of thing. It was I had quite a mixed up life.
A very interesting life. And you met your husband at this time?
Four girls. We all went down to Barragarang Valley. Yeah, unhappily, it's now all underwater. But it was just like paradise. Mm. You've no idea how beautiful it was. I don't think you'd find a more beautiful place in the whole of Australia. There were beautiful birds and little animals and things there. All went. It was, I know I wept.
Were you bushwalking?
I used to bushwalk, yes.
Did you belong to any of the bushwalking clubs?
No, I don't think I did, or did I? I don't know. My memory's a bit sad.
What about your husband, Mary? How did you meet him?
I happened to go to Barragarang Valley, which he thought he owned.
Why did he think that?
He was furious at this. These women came down and said, but he went home and got another week's holiday and came back to get to know me and so on. Oh, it went on for quite a long time. We went together for a long, long time before we decided to get married. You couldn't just do what people do these days, just live together and hope for the best. And I wouldn't have done it anyhow.
So you were both camping down in Barragarang together, but you were both camping in Barragarang at the same time?
Yes.
And what was your husband's name, Mary?
Robert.
Robert Dugan.
Mm.
What sort of work did he do?
Pardon?
What sort of work did he do?
He was a bank manager. He was very, very young to be a bank manager. Then, he went to the war. He enlisted and went to the war, and they went to, what's the name of the island? Well, I've forgotten. I should have tried and jogged my memory on that.
That's all right. It'll come to you. Mm. Because of Mary, one important thing that I've forgotten to ask you is your date of birth.
31st of July, 1902. I am now 104.
You say that with great vigour. That's a great age, too.
Yes. I don't know why the good Lord let me live so long. I'm not very important.
No. Well, let's go back to your husband, Mary. When you married, where did you first live?
Wait a minute, and I think. Oh, I think we had a flat somewhere. Oh, I know, at Kirribilli. Lived at Kirribilli.
Did you have a garden there?
No, not much, because I was working most of the time.
Where was your first garden?
Oh, I remember I was living with some people. And I decided I'd have a garden, and I started to dig the ground in front of their house. They were not amused. I got into trouble. I'm looking back on things now. It seems as though I've just been put into another. Another century or something.
Well, I think you have.
Oh, dear.
So when you started that first garden, what did you want to plant?
Oh, I hadn't got that far.
So where was your own first garden when you were allowed to plant it?
When we had a little house, little cottage built. And it was at, where was it? Kirribilli. Now, what do you want to, where were we?
You were telling me, you'd just begun to tell me about your first garden, your first real garden.
Where was it?
Where was your first garden? You told me a bit about digging when you were in the boarding house?
Yes, and I was digging along in front of the house. Oh, the woman who, in the place where I lived, she came out and she took me to...
To task. Mm. But then you got married to Robert. Do you remember when you got married?
Yes. I got married on the 30th of July. Did I?
No, 8th of October.
Jennifer's saying you got married on the 8th of October.
8th of October, that's right.
And do you remember the year?
1930, wasn't it, Jennifer?
Yeah, 1930. Yes.
Long, long time.
It's a long time.
Oh, I'm an ancient, pretty ancient old girl.
But you're quite a determined old girl, I think, too.
Oh, I've had to be. Yes. Golly, I have had to be. Now then, where were we?
Jennifer just mentioned that you were married at Haberfield.
That's right. St David's Church.
Were you living near there?
We lived at... I was living at Granville with my very dear friend. I stayed with her parents, but she died unhappily. So when I went with three other girls to Burra Grang Valley. It was like a place of paradise, most beautiful. beautiful place. But
where did you go after you were married?
Where did you go after you got married?
Went to Kirribilli. We got a flat at Kirribilli. I think that's what we did. Yes, we did.
And then where was your first home, your own first home?
We built a little house, I think.
Is that the house at Beecroft?
Where was it? I'm trying to think.
Beecroft!
So long ago.
Jennifer's over here suggesting from the wings it was Beecroft. It was at Beecroft.
Yes, Beecroft.
Beecroft.
Yes, I remember we were going for a drive somewhere, and we came across this lovely little place called Beecroft, and I said, this is where I'd like to live. And we did live there too.
When did you move there, Mary? Before the Second World War?
I can't remember. I wish I could remember it all.
No, look, the dates aren't important. What's important more is the lovely garden that you built there.
Did I? Oh, yes, people. The people who bought my cottage, they were not allowed to take anything out of the garden.
Is that right?
They put a heritage order on my garden, my very big garden. That's all I know.
How did you feel about the heritage order being placed? How did you feel about that restriction on them taking plants?
On what?
How did you feel about the restriction on the people not being allowed to take out the plants?
Well, because I have belonged to a lot of two or three overseas seedlings. I had seed clubs. You know, I'd have their books with hundreds of different seed, but I couldn't ask for any particular one that would be likely to become weed in our country. So I had to be most particular about that. And I'd get it, and I'd get it. It was great excitement when I'd get these seeds. Then I had to submit them to be checked, see if I could grow them. And many of them, some of them I had to destroy. Others, I used to grow.
What were your favourites?
Oh, now you're asking me something. Bulbs were the things that I loved best of all. I grew all sorts of bulbs.
How did your interest in bulbs begin?
I don't know. Just did. Years and years and years. I don't know how I first became involved in bulbs, but I did.
What sort of bulbs, Mary?
Any bulbs at all. You see, Australia hasn't got. Oh, wait a minute. There's a picture up there.
Yes.
Can you see that picture? That?
Yes. Yes, a picture of flowers. Oh, no, the daffodil.
No, you go up and have a look at that on the wall.
Yes.
There's a picture of a couple of bulbs growing.
Is it?
Calistema.
Calistema? Calistema?
No, no. I've forgotten its name now, but rare. They were rare Australian bulbs.
Yes.
Because Australia didn't grow very many, didn't have many native bulbs at all. But they happened to be, I happened to see that in a shop window. It was as it is now, it was all framed and everything. And I had planned when I died to have it given to the Botanic Gardens, to have them in there too, because it's not very much known. It is thought that that particular bulb is now extinct. They'd have to find that out.
And Mary, I understand that you went to the horticultural school for a time. Did you see that need for education as important? Did you feel that it was important to be educated about gardens and plants?
Yes, I wanted to know more about the plants that I used to get from seed lists. People used to send me seed lists from overseas. You know, they're the most wonderful. There was one little country, I've forgotten its name now. I happened to stay the night with some friends in this little place, and I've forgotten what I was going to say.
About bulbs, this little country with the bulbs?
Yes. Can't remember. It'll come to me perhaps on the way.
So you exchange seeds as well with other countries, with England?
Oh, yes. Yes, you did.
You must have built up some extensive friendships with people in that time.
I did.
Do you remember anyone standing out?
You see, because the war interfered in. They have me scratching my memory. I can't remember a lot.
I hear you made a trip to England. And you went to the Chelsea Flower Show?
Yes, actually. There was a world exhibition was on, and the minister, see, every department, I worked in the Department of Labour and Industry, every government department had a now wait a minute, I'll get myself straightened out. I can't remember.
Wasn't that before you were married? Did you continue to work after you got married?
Yes, I did after a while. What was it? Oh, well, the war came, of course, and my husband went to the war. He was, his pictures up there, over there.
Yes.
You'll see it. Can you see it?
I can. He looks very dashing.
Yes, well, he was too. He was a very good-looking man. I often wondered why he bothered with me. Yeah, it was never much. However,
so he came back from the war, and did you work through the war?
Yes. What did we do? I was secretary to the undersecretary.
That was before your marriage, ma'am.
But then, let's go back to your garden at Beecroft, can we? Can we go back to your garden at Beecroft and your plants and your bulbs?
Jennifer might remember.
Do you remember the big trees that you planted?
What did I do you?
We lived in the house next door called Old Ways. during the war. What? Remember, we lived next door?
What then?
We lived in the house old ways with the Badgery Parkers.
Yes.
In the house next door during the war.
Yes.
And Uncle Eb and Dad went off to the war. And yes. When the war was over, you and Dad bought the land, one of their blocks of land.
We what?
Bought one of the blocks of land next door. And you built in 1948. You built the house.
Mm.
All right?
That's right.
But before that, before we went to live the Badgery Parkers, you lived with the Tierneys on the other side. We lived in the Tierneys' house, and that's where you grew peanuts.
That's where what?
That's where you grew peanuts and things like that, in the backyard of Tierneys.
Peanuts, yes, I did too.
That must have been very unusual at that time.
Yes.
And then we moved in with Badgery Parkers, and we lived in old ways. A very big old house. It used to be a boarding school for boys.
What street is this?
Kirkham Street. And we had 4.5 acres with an orchard, and we minded animals, all the horses and things for farmers. And then you built next door. You built in number 15 Kirkham Street. Mm. Remember?
Yes.
It took 2 years to build.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
With all the war intervening.
And all building supplies were in short supply then.
Mm.
Building materials were in short supply.
Yes.
And then you started your garden.
Did we?
Yes.
What was the block like? Was it a flat block?
I don't know.
I read.
Well, I'm being confusing you.
No, you're not confusing me at all. I think it's a tall ask to ask you to go back all that way. But Mary, somewhere I read that you called it Poverty Ridge.
What?
You called the area the land was called Poverty Ridge
because the soil was so poor. It was shockingly poor soil. And that's why they called it Poverty Ridge.
Did you have to work much with the soil to get it to be a garden?
Yes.
What did you do?
A lot of hard work.
She used to chase the milkman and the baker up the road following their horse.
Do you remember doing that?
Oh, you're telling things.
It sounds very practical.
And there was a man in Beecroft with a horse and cart who cleaned the gutters. He had a horse too. So, a lot of horse manure went into the garden.
Oh dear, dear, oh dear.
And what about the time the Barwicks pulled up with their chauffeur-driven car?
What?
And pulled out a bag of elephant manure from the zoo.
Oh, no.
Well, Jaffa, I can't hear what you're saying, dear.
I've got hay fever.
Jennifer's talking about the Barwicks pulling up in their chauffeur-driven car with a bag of elephant poo.
Elephant. Remember the elephant manure they brought you? I think it was them, or it might have been the Fergusons. Somebody brought you a big bag of elephant manure from the zoo.
I'll answer to the best of my ability.
So can you tell me about your garden in Beecroft? What sort of plants you had in it?
Oh, I had mostly bulbs.
Yes.
That I got from overseas.
Sort of bulbs in particular?
Oh, any that would... I had to put the list into the... I've forgotten the name of the thing. I had to put it in to make sure that it wasn't something that would become a nuisance.
Yes.
You realise that was important.
Yes.
That you don't bring into plants or bulbs into your country that will be a nuisance.
So you must have had to spend some time studying your plants. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy the studying part of it?
Yes, I did.
Did you have any particular favourite people that you corresponded with in your lifetime of gardening?
I wish I could remember.
We're asking an awful lot of you, aren't we?
I've forgotten so much.
Well, tell me, what were some of the things that you enjoyed doing in your garden?
I'm afraid I'm a bit hopeless.
No, you're not. Not at all.
Onto your little porch?
Yes.
Yes, and what was out there?
Oh, all sorts of pots with things in.
Yes, pots.
Pots.
And what happened when you went down the step onto the part, what do you call it? Pavement, you know? What do you call it with sandstone?
Crazy paving?
Yeah, crazy paving, the sandstone. Between the, what was between the back porch and the fish pond?
I don't remember, dear.
Pots.
What was growing around the fish pond?
What?
What was growing around the fish pond? You had something that was a weeping something that went over the edge of the pond. What was that, a weeping something?
I can't remember.
Oh, well, just think about it. Visualise it. Remember the pine tree behind the fish pond and those wretched kids across the road kicked a football, always kicking a football into your garden.
Yes.
And they kicked it into the pine tree and they couldn't find it, but you knew it was there. So forever after you'd called...
Oh, wasn't I nasty.
You called it Pinus Ballii.
Never dislodged.
I can't remember.
Pinus Ballii.
St Mary, you've got a lovely garden here as well at Warina Village.
Yeah. Yes, I made that all. Is that
all right? What's that? Is that
that's,
yours?
That's an empty. That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Now, have a look and see if you need more milk.
Perfect. No, it's
you
perfect.
Sure?
Thank you.
Good.
So, Mary, what about your garden here? What sort of things have you put in your garden here?
Oh, Jeffa, can you remember what I've put in here?
Yes.
I can see you've got some daisies. Mm? I can see you've got some daisies.
Oh, yes, I've got a lot of daisies. What have I got growing in here?
Oh, your geranium. Things have changed over 18 years.
What?
Jennifer's saying your garden has changed here over 18 years.
One of the things you grew and you loved was the clematis. All your clematis.
Clematis, your different kinds of clematis.
All your lovely clematis.
Yes.
You've got those out there. And your hydrangeas. Azaleas. The Mary Dugan azalea. It's out there.
You have an azalea name for you, Mary?
Yes. Apparently.
Yes. Mr. Neal has to have a nursery named one, Mary Dugan.
Who's Mr. Neal?
He had a nursery at Pennant Hills, or West Pennant Hills. Neal's nursery.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Oh, by the koala farm?
Somewhere up there, yeah.
How did you know Mr. Neal? How did you know Mr. Neal, the nurseryman?
How did I what?
How did you know Mr. Neal, the nurseryman? Did you buy plants from him?
Mr. Neal.
Yes.
We're asking a lot of you, Mary.
Jennifer, do you know?
Yeah. He was like Hazelwoods. He had a nursery like Hazelwoods. Remember up at Pennant Hills? And he's the one that developed your azalea and called it Mary Dugan.
Did he? Oh, that was nice of him.
It was Mary.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
Tell me, what about the Beecroft Garden Club? Do you remember going to some of their events?
Oh, yes. I was a foundation member.
Yes. I spoke to Pam Fowell, and she showed me some of the articles you'd written. Tussie Mussies?
Did you? She showed you what?
Some of the articles that you wrote in the little newsletter, the Garden Club newsletter.
Oh, I've forgotten about that.
It was a long time ago. There was an article about Tussie Mussies.
Mm.
Do you remember that article?
Never heard of it.
No, I don't.
Or am I saying it incorrectly?
Tussie-mussie, I don't know, but Rob found this.
Jennifer, do you know?
For the Garden Club of Australia by Mary Dugan, and she compiled that, Why the Botanic Gardens, and he copied that, but the top bit, but it was for the Garden Club of Australia. She gave that talk.
Well, Jennifer's just got this article about a talk you gave in June 1956.
50 years ago.
Oh, crikey.
You're shaking your head, Mary. I can't say I blame you. We're asking, so this is a talk about why the Botanic Gardens.
About what?
That your talk is headed, Why the Botanic Gardens.
So we had a Dr. Joyce Vickery, who personal great friend who worked, who was in the seeds and things like that, worked for the Botanic Gardens.
Oh, is that right?
And Jeff, she solved, I don't remember.
Murder case of Graham Thorne.
Yes.
Kid was put in the boot.
Yes.
And killed. She sold that because of grass seeds that they found, and she was able to identify where they came from.
Good Lord.
Joyce Vickery.
But Mary, it seems to me that you must have enjoyed writing articles as well, because you've written this one. And
did
you,
I?
You did.
Oh, God.
You have. I'm not surprised. It's 50 years ago. But I've seen other articles that you've written in the Garden Club newsletter. Did you enjoy writing?
Yes, I did.
Hmm.
I did enjoy it.
She was a great typist, marvellous, wonderful typist.
As a matter of fact, I was I tried to think of what happened. Who was it?
You mean the person you corresponded with about your seeds?
No.
I thought of that other guard, the great garden too. Jim and Richard.
Jennifer, come and help me.
I don't know what you're trying to think of, Mum.
Jennifer's talking about Richard Prentice and his garden.
Jim Prentice, Cherry Cottage.
Sorry, Jim Prentice. Wilson.
Cherry Cottage?
Mm.
That was out at Mount Wilson.
That's right.
Well, what happened?
I was trying to think of their names last time.
What?
I was trying to think. Richard's still there, but Jim's not. Beautiful garden. I don't know
what you're talking about.
You are great, but every time I lean over, I cough on you.
Hmm.
I don't know why. You were great friends with Jim and Richard, or especially Jim Prentice,
yes.
And how he loved his garden, the Cherry Cottage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the garden, Mary?
Oh, yes.
What?
Huge garden. I contributed so much towards it.
Oh, yes, she did.
Did you?
Mm.
What sort of things did you contribute?
Bulbs.
Jennifer's prompting you here with bulbs?
Bulbs, yes, mostly bulbs.
You also did a lot of grafting work as well.
Mm.
Did you give them...
My grandfather taught me how to graft. My dear old grandfather. He used to sit on the veranda of our house all day because he'd been horned by a bull.
Mm. And
dear old grandfather.
Hmm.
It's trying to take me back to a time that I can't remember much.
I know. It's a bit of a tall order, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm sorry to be pushing you with all these questions.
No, don't worry about that. You ask me what you like.
What sort of plants did you particularly like to graft? Fruit trees?
Bulbs.
Graft?
No, graft. When you were grafting, did you like grafting blossom trees and fruit
yes.
trees?
All sorts.
And you gave a lot of stock away as well.
Did I what?
You gave a lot of them away.
Yes.
Pam Fowle has trees in her garden. You've probably given half of Beecroft plants.
Yes, I probably have. Because... every meeting, we would take something.
Is that right?
We'd take something that somebody would want. You know, it was a lovely idea, actually, to be so generous.
Hmm. Did you ever think of doing indoor pursuits, like knitting or sewing, those sorts of pursuits?
Oh, yes, I did all those kind of things. As a matter of fact, I got Jennifer to bring me some knitting needles and things I was going to try and do something, but was no good. I couldn't do it.
That was cotton.
Cotton.
Now I've found some wool, so we're going to try the wool.
It's hard when your eyesight's not the best, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
But I'm surprised you had time for all those things, Mary, with all your pots and your bulbs.
Did I what?
I'm surprised you had time for those sorts of things with all your pots and your bulbs.
Oh, well, I did. I don't know.
You did at night?
You did it at night.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm not being much help to you. Hornsby Council put a heritage order on it. The people... Man who went in, who bought the place, went in. He hadn't a clue about gardening, but he learned, and he got quite enthusiastic. And I don't think he used to love showing the garden. You know what he, how he had looked after it.
Mm, he had us back to have a look.
Oh, how nice! How nice!
I just feel as though I'm silly.
No, you're not. No. Mary, it must have been a very nice feeling for you that whoever bought the house was able to look after it for you, even though you were no longer there.
Oh yes, it was.
Mm.
They weren't allowed to do. Hornsby Council wouldn't allow them to do anything else.
Did you put the heritage order on?
No, they did.
They did it. And what was it like when you first went to the block of land?
When I first went there?
Before you built the house.
before we built the house.
Stony.
Was it stony and bushy? Jennifer saying it was stony? Was it natural bush there? Natural bush?
I can't remember.
Yeah, been
cleared. I just can't remember, Jennifer.
Tell me, one of your neighbours, well, not exactly a neighbour, but someone who lived in the area who was keen on the natural bush was Marie Biles. Did you ever know Marie Biles?
Yes, Marie Biles was a great character.
She was.
What was so famous about her? I've forgotten.
She slept on the veranda, wouldn't sleep in a house.
And she was a great bushwalker.
And a friend of Joyce Vickery's.
What?
She was a friend of Joyce Vickery's.
Yes.
And she's a Buddhist and a lawyer and quite a determined woman, I believe.
Who?
Marie Biles.
Oh, yes.
Mum, think about the backyard at Beecroft, that huge crab apple. Big crab apple. Biggest crab apple we've ever seen.
I can't remember, dear.
The big crab apple tree up near the carport. And why did it grow so big?
Because it liked being there, I suppose.
Oh, there's another reason. Because Marcus Aurelius is buried underneath it. The dog.
Yes, our favourite dog.
Oh, that's a very grand name for a dog.
He was called Marcus Aurelius after a famous
boxer, fighter.
And a Roman emperor.
Yeah.
Something of the sort.
He was a very male Sealyham.
He used to go...
Bailed up every dog.
And he used to sit in the middle of the road and everybody coming along learned to go around him.
Oh, my gosh.
He wouldn't move.
The bus went straight over him, straddled him, and he's just sat there.
Oh, heavens.
Bus down Northrox Road.
Oh, heavens.
Oh, he was a terror of a dog.
Well, he clearly benefited the crab apple.
Yes.
Your crab apple would be looking beautiful about this time.
Yes.
But the wind, we've had a lot of wind lately.
Yes.
Was your garden a windy spot?
Was it? Jeffa, was it?
Not particularly, because we're protected by the bush. Protected by the bush a lot.
Yes. I didn't.
I don't know. But it was there when we were there.
What does a nissa tree look like, Mary?
Autumn, isn't it?
Can't remember. Bonded with a lot of people overseas. And I used to get a list that seeds were available from the, what was it from, Jennifer?
Alpine
Garden Society, yes.
All sorts of places.
And you travel to these gardens overseas?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been to most of them.
Tell me some of them you've been to, Mary.
I don't know. I'd have to have my book.
Yes.
I've put all her travels in London. Chelsea Flower Show?
Yes.
What was that like?
Crowded? No, she was allowed in a day early, I think.
Who did I sit beside? Huge man, and I can't think who it was.
Lord
it was
Abercrombie
a famous man.
Lord Abercrombie?
Yes, that's right, Lord Abercrombie. And he was very kind to
me. Woodchuck Gardens you've been to, haven't you? Butchart Gardens. Butchart in Canada. Butchart Gardens.
Butchart?
Down the quarry.
Then I... I'm not any good.
Kirkenhof, is it? Kirkhof? Kirkenhof?
In the Holland one, yes. The Dutch one.
Yes, she's been to there.
What?
You've been to Holland and seen the tulips? You've been to Holland and seen the tulips?
Yes. What else have I done?
I think you've done so much you can't remember it all, Mary.
I can't.
Maybe today's not a remembering day. What if I turn the tape off and you can just relax then?
I don't know. I can't remember. Zenny Edwards, yes. She was the loveliest person. Actually, I'm trying to think of her. Zenny.
She's done such a lot for the National Trust.
Yes. Zenny.
And what about Howard Tanner?
Howard Tanner, yes.
Do you remember him?
Yes.
Do you remember him being involved with the Garden History Society? Do you remember him being involved in the early days of the Garden History Society?
Yes.
How did that come to be?
I'm trying to think.
Because there was Beth Bond as well. Do you remember Beth Bond?
Oh, yes. Beth died, didn't she?
She did, yes.
She just died like that.
Yes.
If I go